Our guest analyst this afternoon is RML Trading's Bob Liebacken. Bob, let's reflect back on the grain markets for today and the action here we've been seeing.
Well, soybeans were the strongest based off some ideas that China may be short bought and need to purchase some soybeans. Crush margins are favorable. So we had a decent day up in the beans today, up about 44 in the July, the new crop up 30. Of course, the market had been chopped around here with the wheat market selling off on some ideas the Ukraine and Russia might get together on some humanitarian type stuff to allow for some export. So that kind of got the wheat market defensive here in the last trading days of this week. And we'll end up, looks like 5 to 6 lower in the wheat. We were down about 35 overnight and up about 15, end up about 5, 6 lower, so pretty volatile. Minneapolis up 11. A few days of planting here are going to be allowed, and then it looks like over the weekend, and then, of course, that is a three-day weekend coming up here with the Memorial Day. There's going to be some rain around, so if anybody is getting in the field here in a day or two, they might be just a day or two of planting. Corn market down 7. Idea that things are going along pretty good in the planting, even though less than perfect in the northern part of the growing areas, but good enough to allow for the market to pull back. So a little bit of weather and then some of the overseas news with the ongoing conflict in the Ukraine.
What about the livestock markets, Bob?
Pretty quiet talking about the live cattle. The cash market has been kind of fading off here a little bit. So we haven't seen too much action in the live cattle. They ended up 10 today. And maybe a little oversold, so maybe bounce around. Feeders, even with the hogs down today, or excuse me, the corn down today, feeder cattle down $1.25. And then the hogs, we had a couple-day pullback, but the cash market is talked about being supported here and actually increasing a little bit. So front-month hogs were up a couple bucks. The back months were up as much as $3.87 in the July.
Once again, we've been visiting with RML Trading's Bob Liebacken on the Red River Farm Network.